Around the world, Boeing's Dreamliner is grounded.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Europe's Air Safety Authority is following the lead of the Federal Aviation Administration this morning and grounding all Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a number of safety incidents in recent days. In addition, airlines from the Middle East to Japan are switching aircraft for their Dreamliner flights pending a safety review. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The ball is now in the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration's court. Most foreign regulators will wait on a thumbs-up from Boeing's home country inspectors before declaring the 50 planes already in service worldwide safe to fly again. The danger for Boeing is if the Dreamliner can't get a clean bill of health and soon, says Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly.
Of course, a disaster would be the very worst thing and something that nobody wants to think about. But even beyond that, how reliable are these airplanes going to be? You know, that impacts what Boeing can charge for the planes, the kind of economics that airlines can get out of the planes.
Those economics, lightweight, ultra-fuel efficient, is why Boeing's already sold 850 of the planes. And Kaplan says its revolutionary design means a lot of things can go wrong.
The 787 is a bit different in that it's made from a different kind of material, composite material, like plastic rather than aluminum, a very wireless cabin environment, a very diffuse supply chain, lots of suppliers involved.
The last American-made passenger plane to be grounded by U.S. regulators was the McDonnell Douglas DC-10 back in 1979, following a deadly crash. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
President Obama has put his signature on 23 executive orders aimed at reducing gun violence. He is calling on Congress to ban military-style assault weapons. And the president also announced plans to nominate someone to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
Right now, Todd Jones is a U.S. attorney and the interim director of the ATF. The agency hasn't had a permanent director for a while now, like 6 years. Robert Spitzer, who teaches political science at SUNY Cortland and who's written 4 books on gun control, says the agency has been handicapped.
Agencies have directors for reasons. They provide overall organization. They speak for the agency. They organize the activities of the agency.
One of the ATF's responsibilities is to regulate the gun industry, and that includes dealers. Adam Winkler teaches at UCLA Law School, and he's the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
About 40% of illegal guns are traced back to federally licensed dealers.
Winkler says that's evidence the agency could be doing more. If there is a hearing for Jones, it's likely lawmakers will spend a lot of time asking questions about a federal sting operation called Fast and Furious, which has sullied the ATF's reputation. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down just a hair in Hong Kong, but up 0.5% right now in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 23 points to close at 13,511.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Every month, the government tells us how many jobs are created and what the unemployment rate is. But even as the job market has improved, employee benefits have gone in the other direction as companies try to cut costs. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so over the last several years, Chris, ever since the recession, companies have been pulling back on benefits for workers. And I'm wondering if we are starting to reach a point where that will stop and maybe even some of those benefits will come back to employees.
I think you've hit on a really important change in corporate America. Let's call employee benefits the story in 2013 of the good, the bad, and the uncertain. Now, you just hit on the good. A lot of companies are maintaining their benefits, and they are also restoring them. Take the 401k, you know, the retirement savings plan for so many workers. Well, during the tough times, you know, some companies eliminated the match, you know, and that's where the real benefit from a 401k comes, when that company puts in, you put in 50 cents and they put in 50 cents. Wow, that's really great. Or they reduced it. Instead of being a 6% match, they cut it down to a 3% match. So what companies are doing is restoring that match. much. So I think really companies are restoring their benefits and they're maintaining their benefits for their employees. And that's a really critical part of the American safety net.
All right. Well, you said the good, the bad, and the uncertain. So what's the bad?
Well, the bad is you're going to have this health care plan. You're going to have this retirement savings plan. You're going to have, you know, various plans, but you're going to pay more for them. So one forecast, RAND Corporation, says, you know, within a decade, half of all healthcare plans are going to be high deductible healthcare plans. And companies are also doing little nicks like paid time off. So instead of sick days, vacation days, personal time, you get paid time off.
Paid time off, just putting it all in one big bank.
Absolutely. This is a popular, big, growing trend. Now, what's good for the employee is they have choice. They can decide, you know, I'm going to take this day off. You don't have to tell your boss why you're taking the day off. You just do it. But companies are also kind of taking advantage of the shift to maybe, you know, nick on your vacation time, maybe say or tighten up on how many vacation days you could carry over to the next year, that type of thing. So, again, you're just reducing the benefit slightly.
Well, so what about the uncertain?
Well, the uncertain is this is the year when companies have to take Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, seriously. We had the Supreme Court ruling. We had a presidential election. The clock is ticking. A lot of stuff happens in 2014. Now, I think for most employees and most companies, the net result for 2013 is going to be not much change. Nevertheless, they're going to be trying to figure it out.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And finally, Subway is famous for its foot-long sandwiches, but have you ever actually measured one? Well, one customer in Australia did and found that his sandwich was an inch short, just 11 inches. He took to Facebook with his complaint, and Subway responded, calling the incident an isolated case. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.